What I'd like to do is I'd like to start off by showing a short clip from the series of The Chosen that depicts the moment in the upper room that Jesus assigns a newer and deeper meaning to the bread and cup of Passover. Notice that Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We're such forgetful people, aren't we? We forget what we wore a few days ago, or when we last ate at such and such a place, or even last week's message, right? This past week, I headed out of my office into the church office, only to get there and forget why I was there. Of course, there are other things we forget that are far more costly when they're forgotten, like a birthday, or guys, like an anniversary, a tax payment, or the timing of a job interview. We're such a forgetful people. And our forgetfulness is never more costly than when we forget the much needed and deep good that comes to us from God through Jesus Christ. To forget God's work through Jesus is to flirt with falling either to a profound doubt of what God is doing, or on the other side, an improper confidence in what we are. And neither serves us well, right? When we fall into one or the other, we find ourselves falling away from God, which can only lead to our falling into pits of despair. The tendency for us to fall into profound doubt of God or improper confidence in ourselves reminds me of the Israelites. Do you remember what God said to his people just as they were entering the promised land? And this on the other side of his having rescued them out of slavery of Egypt, parting the Red Sea and carrying them through the wilderness. Listen to the words in Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 20. "Be careful that you don't forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, ordinances, and statutes that I am giving you today. When you eat and are full and build beautiful houses to live in, and your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold multiply, and everything else you have increases, be careful that your heart doesn't become proud and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions, a thirsty land where there was no water. He brought water out of the flint rock for you. He fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your ancestors had not known, in order to humble and test you, so that in the end he might cause you to prosper. You may say to yourself, 'My power and my own ability have gained this wealth for me.' But remember that the Lord your God gives you the power to gain wealth in order to confirm his covenant he swore to your ancestors as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods to serve them and bow and worship to them, I testify against you today that you will certainly perish. Like the nations the Lord is about to destroy before you, you will perish if you do not obey the Lord your God." You hear what God is saying through Moses? Remember, Israel. Remember me. Remember what I have done. Remember what I am doing. Remember what I have said I will do or you will fall into profound doubt, or worse yet, an improper confidence in yourselves. And it all has such power to destroy. So, remember, God in His grace was kind to give Israel ways to remember. Like us, she needed ways to prod her memory along. And it needed to be something with far more power than just, say, a string on the finger or a placard on the wall. God in His kindness passed along ordinances and disciplines and entire festivals and holidays to help Israel remember. Israel needed times carved out of her calendar to make sure she remembered to remember. Probably one of the chief ones among them was the Passover. Most of you know the story, but to make sure everyone does, there was a point in history where Israel was enslaved by the world power of that time, Egypt, and her supreme leader, the Pharaoh. And the people of God cried out for deliverance. God raised up a man, Moses, through whom God could confront the Pharaoh and Egypt through words and even plagues of judgment. The final plague was to strike down the firstborn male of every Egyptian home. And it was what broke the back of Egypt and left the Pharaoh begging Moses and all of Israel to leave. There was a mass exodus out of the land, and all of Israel was able to leave Egypt. Every last man, woman, and child, even their firstborn, because all of Israel had been passed over on the night of that final plague. This Passover was the result of Israel having followed the instructions that God had given them through Moses just a handful of days before the plague struck. And we see this in Exodus 12. In Exodus 12, 1 through 13. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month is to be the beginning of months for you. It is the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the tenth day of this month, they must select an animal of the flock according to their father's families, one animal per family. If the household is too small for a whole animal, that person and the neighbor nearest his house are to select one based on the combined number of people. You should apportion the animal according to what each will eat. You must have an unblemished animal, a year old male. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You are to keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel will slaughter the animal at twilight. They must take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses where they eat them. They are to eat the meat that night. They should eat it roasted over the fire, along with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or cooked in boiling water, but only roast it over fire. Its head, as well as its legs and inner organs. You must not leave any of it until morning. Any part of it left until morning must be burned. And here is how you must eat it. You must be dressed for travel, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You are to eat it in a hurry. It is the Lord's Passover. I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and strike every firstborn male in the land of Egypt, both people and animals. I am the Lord. I will execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt. The blood on the houses where you are staying will be a distinguishing mark for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will be among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Israel. This is what God did for his people. He delivered them from slavery in such haste, so fast that their bread would not have time to rise. And he delivered them from slavery under the cover of the blood of the Lamb. It was the most momentous divine act of grace in Israel's history. And it was not something to be forgotten. She needed to remember. And she needed a way to remember, to remember. And so he also passed along these instructions, as we see in Exodus 12, 14 through 20. This day is to be a memorial for you, and you must celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. You are to celebrate it throughout your generations as a permanent statute. You must eat unleavened bread for 7 days. On the first day, you must remove yeast from your houses. Whoever eats what is leavened from the first day through the seventh day must be cut off from Israel. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the first day and another sacred assembly on the seventh day. No work may be done on these days except for preparing what people need to eat. You may do only that. You are to observe the festival of unleavened bread because on this very day I brought your military divisions out of the land of Egypt. You must observe this day throughout your generations as a permanent statute. You are to eat unleavened bread in the first month from the evening of the 14th day of the month until the evening of the 21st day. Yeast must not be found in your houses for 7 days. If anyone eats something leavened, that person, whether a resident alien or native of the land, must be cut off from the community of Israel. Do not eat anything leavened. Eat unleavened bread in all your homes. The people of God needed to remember their rescue, because if they ever forgot, they'd be certain to fall into either profound doubt of what God is doing, or an improper confidence in what they themselves can do. A certain fall, which would lead to a fall into despairing circumstances. And so God said, remember. God said, here, let me help you remember. God said, I know you best remember when you do something to remember. God said, I know you best remember in your head and your heart through something as real and visceral as your stomach. God said, here, let me help you remember through a meal. Let me help you remember through a Passover meal. God said, here, take this unleavened bread. Take this bread without yeast. Take this bread and eat it that had no power or time to rise, because your rescue was so swift. God said, here, take a cup of wine, and by that wine, remember the blood that was smeared across the tops and sides of your doorways, so that death might pass over you and by you as my people. Do this in remembrance of me. So that she might not fall into profound doubt or improper confidence, it was so vital for Israel never to forget her deliverance, or more positively, it was vital that Israel always remembered her deliverance. So that we today might not fall into profound doubt or an improper confidence. It is so vital for us never to forget our deliverance. Or again, more positively, it's so vital for us to always remember our deliverance, so that we today might not fall into profound doubt or an improper confidence. It is so vital for us to never forget our deliverance, or again, always remember it. And God in His grace was kind to give us ways to remember, ordinances and disciplines to help us remember to remember. And the chief among them is communion. And we see this in Luke 22, 14 through 20. When the hour came, He reclined at the table and the apostles with Him. Then He said to them, "I have fervently desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then He took a cup, and after giving thanks, He said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, He also took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Folks, this is what God has done for us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He has delivered us from the penalty and slavery of sin. In Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, God has far surpassed what He did in that exodus of Israel long ago, in this greater exodus from sin and death. This is the most momentous divine act of grace in the history of the world. This is the most momentous divine act of grace in your world. And it is not something to be forgotten. We need to remember so that we might not fall into either a profound doubt of God, what He's doing, or an improper confidence in what we are. Because such a fall would lead to a falling away, which would lead to a fall into despairing circumstances. We need to remember. We need a way to remember to remember. And so in the upper room, on that night, His Son would be betrayed and handed over to be slain. God said, in and through His Son, "Here, let me help you remember." God said, "I know you best remember in your head and heart through something that is real and visceral as your stomach." God said, "Here, let me help you remember through a meal. Let me help you remember through a reimagined and deepened Passover meal, through a communion meal, through the Lord's Supper." God said, "Take this bread. Take it and remember a body handed over for you and slain for your deliverance, for your exodus from a land of sin and death." God said, "Here, take a cup of wine. And by that wine, remember the blood that flowed from the brow and hands and feet and side of my Son, running on the beams of wood that fashioned a cross. Take it and remember the blood of the Lamb under which you stand for your deliverance, for your exodus from a land of sin and death. Do this in remembrance of me."